You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Considering since 2016, since Don Dale, you know, South Australia really have had plenty of opportunity to actually change the methods in the way that they're dealing with our kids, particularly with the Spitwoods.
And this is banned normally.
In other states and territories, what they do is provide the protective equipment for their staff rather than trying to, you know, deal with a very distressed child and trying to put Spitwoods on them. So if other states are doing that, there's no reason why South Australia couldn't be doing the same.
Yeah, and but the Ombudsman's report is even more scathing. Besides the spit hooding, which is prohibited in many other states, there are also many shortcomings in the South Australian youth detention system.
This is one of the reasons, like through the work that we've been doing in trying to raise the age of criminal responsibility, because a lot of these children, and these are the younger children, that are also being subjected to this treatment, which is absolutely archaic in this day and age, and actually it's actually quite traumatising for the children.
And I can see in the report that, not the whole report, but extracts that have made it into the media, there are concerns because of the number of staffing levels that's really inconsistent with what they should be doing. There are incidents.
Just think about you, if you're a 13-year-old child, you know, you don't want to go to bed, which is one of the incidences that we saw. And because you don't want to go to bed then you get a response where you're tackled to the ground and you're getting a spit put on you. You know, any parent that was doing that to their children would be charged with a criminal offence and they'll be losing their children. So why is it that in institutions, in government institutions, that staff are able to get away with that type of behaviour?
There's also a photo of a child being pinned down, a 13-year-old child with a spit hood, and on top of that being forcibly pinned down.
This is one of the, I suppose, reasons why I've been really calling that we need to have therapeutic responses to children that are detained in youth justice. I just feel that they're being treated like adults are in the adult system.
Yeah.
You know, and we see some of the brutal behaviour that is directed towards adults in the system.
Yeah.
We really need to review the whole system and the services that are provided for kids to ensure that they're not being further traumatised and ensure that all the institutions are in line with the UN Convention of the Rights of Children and they're not breaching any of the human rights aspects.
Yeah, and this report of the Ombudsman that is alarming in South Australia came in the sidelines of the United Nations calling for all countries, including Australia especially, to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility.
Absolutely, and I do strongly support what has come through the United Nations. Australia needs to now get with the times. We are lagging behind best practice internationally, and by raising the age of criminal responsibility, we're not putting children into detention centres, and then we have a better opportunity to support them and then help them to thrive into strong young adults, and that's through a therapeutic response rather than a criminal response. You know, one of the Ombudsman's recommendations was for the Youth Training Centre to immediately cease the practice. You know, the South Australian government is saying that they need 12 months to be able to change their practices. I really challenge that, considering that all that they would need to do would be to change the procedure, provide training for staff in the use of equipment to protect them, rather than trying to put spit hoods and to restrain children in the manner that they are. So in closing, I think one of the things that the movement, particularly in South Australia, is calling for, is for the practice to immediately cease.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.